building center. She's a realtor. So she's looking for a building we may have rent for a center.
Oh, very good, very good.
You go right and then
all questions have been solved.
Rajana, can I have a question for you?
Yes, sir.
In some lecture, he appointed that Smaran is more important.
Which lecture?
Bhakti Rasayan.
But you have to show that because
in what context?
Because he said that the Smarana he engages the mind,
and the mind is the most important sense that we have. This is what I remember. It's a true Shravanam Kirtan, but then it's Smaran. I don't know if I explain.
Yeah.
Only one defect, always hur sounding.
Sounder.
Like echo?
Otherwise, both sounding? Yeah.
All the time or?
Oh, just now.
And now there is one?
There's a.
There is sound there.
That sound?
Yeah.
Because you are hearing now all the sounds, so we don't notice because we are. Not.
You are also hearing?
But
yes.
Not prominent, because we
but
are...
But I am hearing more.
Because you have not been used to hear all these sounds, so when you hear them, then have to adjust. After some time it will be okay.
What he was telling?
Prabhu is telling that in your lecture in Bhakti Rasayan, you explained that Smaranam, remembrance, is more important because the mind is the most important sense. Yeah.
But until it is not controlled, we should Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But when mind will be controlled totally, then in the last we will have to remember Ashtakaliya Leela and all that.
When mind will be controlled, then Smaran is prominent, or Shravan is prominent, or Kirtan prominent?
By Kirtan, automatically Smaran will come. And that is like Swabhavik.
Natural.
Natural. And if maybe that at that time when you are engaged, oh, Kirtan will be stopped. Kirtan will be stopped and you will be engaged your mind in only Ashtakaliya Leela or what you want.
So until then you're hearing Kirtan and afterward then your mind...
By Kirtan, Smaran will come.
Automatically.
Automatically.
Without Kirtan, Smaran
will
come.
Like Yasamati Nandana Brajavaranagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Gopi Pran Dhan Madana Manohar Kali Damana Vidhan. Oh, this whole pastime of Krishna in Kirtan all will come. And then when we will be observing that Kirtan will be stopped.
like Sukadev Goswami, he was giving class of Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. When a slok came, Anyaradito Nunang Bhagavan Haririshvara, at once he became silent. So he was reserved in that pastime. He went there. Anyone could not
understand
why he is silent. But Narad Vyas, they knew why. Generally, when we faint, then no conscience, either inner or outer.
Understand? In this material world, somebody became faint, unconscious, then he has no action.
In no sense.
Sense either.
Inward or external or internal.
But when a man comes in samadhi,
in trance,
internal.
Yeah.
And he looks like faint, but inner all senses
are working. Active.
That means it's kirtan, it's not sadhya himself.
Wait, that means kirtan ki thala sadhya
no? No. Kirtan is sadhya, because by the help of kirtan, this smaran came.
Sadhana and sadhya both. So, Sriman Mahaprabhu told Param Diyate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam.
The example you gave is that when you're chanting kirtan, that they're also remembering that pastime, and then gradually you enter it.
It has been told by Rupa Goswami, Tanna.
He
has told like that.
What is the translation?
He told the essence of all advice is the name of Krishna and his form and his pastimes have to do kirtan and have to do smaran gradually.
24 hours a day residing in Braja.
And have to be in Braj,
under guidance
of Brajavasi, have to spend your time like this way. This is the essence of all advice.
That's the eighth verse.
Srila Guru, when you get to perfection and you get to you come back to the spiritual world to save Radha Krishna Konjuga,
if Krishna will order, or Radhika will order, then anyone cannot be independent. They will be totally independent to Krishna.
Srila Gurudev, we know that Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest evidence. But how should we see Chaitanya Charitamrita? Is it less than Srimad Bhagavatam, or on the same level, or even maybe higher? It seems to me higher even.
Okay. When Bhagavat Pramanamalam bola hai chetal Chaitanya Charitamrita form ki besi bola amat tamana Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavat je besi pramani.
But for our sampradaya.
Not for everyone, for other sampradaya Bhagavatam.
Other sampradaya also they accept Srimad Bhagavatam pranam.
In Chaitanya Charitamritam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ujjalinmani, Bhaktan Sindhu, Lalit Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, Samani Upanishad, all are there.
Okay. Also, Bhaktan Sami Sindhu depends on Srimad Bhagavatam. The aspect of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Rishami Sindhu is well known.
Srila Gurudev, when preaching in the West, is our aim to make devotees and have them stay in their homes, just like wherever their position is, rather than trying to bring them into the temples. Have them preach to them, but have them keep in their positions.
Oh, what's telling?
I was telling, if we are in the West, Western countries, new devotees are coming. Should we try to bring them in mud and train them, or should we encourage them to stay in their homes and in this way have any relation with us when there is festival or anything like that?
How much will run? বলি প্রচার করে ভক্তগণকে মঠে থাকতে বলবো কি দুগ্নবলতা ঘরেই থাকো তাহলে মঠ চলবে কি করে মঠে না থাকলে কি
But trying to understand Bhaktivinoda's preaching, and that's why I'm asking.
You should know by the preaching of your Guruji, preaching of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, preaching from my Guruji, you should know all this. What they did. They never told that you should be grihastha. In case he is willing to do, then he may stay. Oh yes, because this is a dark veil.
Yes.
Why he will tell that you should fall down in that dark
Jump.
Veil?
Just that most of the people we're preaching to are already in the well.
I know, but they are not following Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and our.
No.
In Narad Parampara. But Narad did. All where he went.
Daksha Prajapati, 30,000 sons in 3 times.
Though he became angry.
Don't care.
Once, Priyabrata.
Uttanapad Priyabrata.
The son of Manu Maharaj. He was very intelligent, very qualified. Manu wanted to, that he should be married. And he should take my kingdom and
his all responsibilities.
All this, because he was so qualified. But he, when he told him to son, that I want to give you my kingdom, please take it and rule over. Then he denied, I cannot take. I have decided to take renounce order and to do bhajan. And at that time Narad has come to
inspire him
that you must take at once. So he decided not to go in grihastha ashram.
Smart man.
But in the meantime, Brahma came, father of Narad, father of Manu and others, forefathers. And he told Priyabrata, what you have decided, I am not happy. You are very qualified. If a man controls his
senses,
whether he is in house or whether he is renounced order,
no difference.
And if he controls,
does not control,
then if he will go to forest, then again he will come. Because there he will
remember
all these things, worldly things.
Object of sin.
So what? I think it will be better for you. You should be for some time, rule the kingdom, marry and test all these things, and after that you should. Yes, but Narad was not satisfied. But he saw that if I disturb him, then Brahma will be angry. So, he could not tell anything, but from inside he was unhappy. And then when he king told that, I will obey you, I will do like you are telling, then Brahma returned back, but thinking, what mistake I have done. I know that this is dark well, and life will be ruined. But only for creation I did so. But I am not happy by this to tell him to go in samsara. And thus regretting himself. So Brahma, no. But yet, for creation, because Krishna had told him to
Seva.
But Narad, always pursuing all that this would be renounced.
You quoted that, right?
You were telling that when you become
Italy also so
when you become more advanced, you will control the mind, and automatically remembrance will come. But the mind is so difficult to control. It's more difficult to of everything, the most difficult of all. So what
is right has been told.
Chanchalahib manas krishna pramathi balava dridam tasahang nigrahang manne bayori vasudhuskaram.
More difficult than the wind.
By abhyas yog.
By abhyas yogena kaunteya.
It can be controlled. When a boy wants to take anything and he's eating, but if you will give him more better and tasteful, then he will give up that.
Raso varjam raso pasya param drishtva nivartate.
So, what is world, your mind is engaged. And that is why he is very restless. But when you give him a better food, rasagolla, that is the sweet pastimes of Krishna, gradually. Then he will give up. At first that thing will be
bitter.
But this is only medicine. By doing so, that the bitterness will go and sweetness will be
tasted.
But the mind, especially in my personal case, which is a neophyte
but
case.
But forcibly will have to be. Forcibly. Mm. By faith.
By wit.
Mm. If not coming, then we should have a whip or to horse.
Beat me.
That is by whip. Otherwise, no use of.
Can you use that whip on us?
If you will marry, police to us,
then you will have to make money to support your wife. And if 2-3 children and daughters will be, then more difficult. So you will have to give your whole energy to support and nourish them. Then a beautiful house is needed. Car will be needed. Only one car will not
do.
Fulfill your desire for your son, daughter, wife, so many. And so many what? To see what is going on in this world. A very beautiful chair and bed.
$2,000 mattress.
Dollar.
And everything you will want to decorate your house, that if anyone will come, then, oh, very beautiful, very beautiful. And when he will tell that, oh, very good, like palace, then you will be, oh.
You are describing our lives.
This is Grihastha life.
Yeah, it's true intervention.
So how to get out of it?
Take my hand and come that way.
Gautamana.
Jai Sugrade.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Truth.
Very truthful. And you've not been there, but you describe very well what it is like. And then they're not thankful after you spend all that time anyway. At the end, they want to forget it.
Tomorrow, our last day is here.
Yeah.
And then Houston. When? In morning?
Yes.
At what time?
We will leave here around 6 o'clock.
And plane?
8.
8.
Yes.
And there?
9:30.
Oh. 1.5 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours?
1 hour difference, time difference.
You lose 1 hour. Different time zone.
So 10:30 this time here. No.
But actually it will take 1 hour.
2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
They're 1 hour behind.
But actually it will be 2 hours.
Yeah, in plane we will be 2 hours.
No. Yeah. But their time will be different.
Yeah.
What time?
When we are here, 7 o'clock, there it is 6 o'clock.
There 6.
Yeah, if we are here 7, then it is 6
then
o'clock.
Then when we will reach?
If we go here from here 8 o'clock, we will reach there, their time, local time, 9:30.
And here time, 10:30.
Here will be 10:30.
Very good.
We are sad that you are going. We are sad that you are leaving from here.
Why?
Your association wants
you. You are very selfish.
Yes.
I'm going to help them also like you.
I know.
And you are not happy.
No, I'm happy that you're helping everyone, but I'm sad that you're going. I am selfish. You too. We don't get the opportunity so often. So.
You go, Gurudev, but you stay in our hearts, always.
You know how Mathura Vasi and Vrindavan Vasi, they feel so much suppression for me. My mostly time went there to preach. And there are my more than 1,000, about 10,000 devotees, my disciples there. In only one Mathura. And when I come, they weep. Now I am not living there, about zero. If I go to India or Govardhan or Vrindavan, not so much Mathura. Yol khawa tayari karo.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in Upadeshamrita that Upadeshamrita Bhakbegam Krodham Jivabegam and then Atyaharam and then Utsahat Nishyat Dharyat. Oh, these are not for renounce orders. It is for grihastha. They should learn all these things and practice. And after this, when they will be qualified, then they should give up their homes. Otherwise, result will not be good. So you all were brahmacharya at the time of your Gurudev, but not practiced all these things. And that is why again you fell in wealth.
But our Gurudev, he's sending you to help pull us out.
Yes. Gurudev Krishna. Guru Krishna Kripa Paya Bhakti Lata Bish.
How to be more humble and not so proud?
That this body is, if not doing bhajan, useless. If he will forget that I am wealthy, I am so beautiful, I am so qualified, after some days he will be old. All prouds will go away, beauty will go away, everything. And after that, when die, he will die, then if not burnt, then so many insects will be coming from this rotten body. To fight to false ego, so we must be humble. In this way. Whether you have all qualities, but yet we should be humble. Then bhakti will come. That is why Mahaprabhu has told Trinadapi Sumej Tarurapi Sahishnu Namani Namadena. Oh, take it off.